A blessed morning to all of you.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
It's good to be back here to be with you all.
很高兴能够回到这里与大家来分享。
And this morning, the top sermon topic assigned to me is about prayer.
今天早上所给我的讲题是祷告。
And I believe a church can only be strong if it's built firmly on the foundation of the ministry of the word, prayer, and fellowship.
早上我们要思想这些教会能够来得到坚固是靠着祷告还有彼此的这个交通。
I believe all of us know the importance of prayer.
我相信大家都知道祷告的重要性。
But what is more important is not to know the importance of prayer, but to practice prayer.
但是更重要的是不是只是知道祷告的重要性，但是 更重要的就是我们要祷告。
Have we been praying enough as a church?
我们是否在主里面，在教会里面，有足够的祷告呢
？Individually, some of us may be praying for the church.
我们个人可能为教会祷告。
But what about corporately?
但是我们是否在教会中一起祷告呢
？Don't you think that corporate prayer is important and powerful?
难道你不觉得在教会里面一起祷告是有力量的吗
？Is New Life Bible Presbyterian Church is known as a praying church?
新生命堂是否是众人所知道的一个祷告的教会呢
？And how many of you have the burden to participate in the prayer ministry of the church？
我们多少人有这个负担在祷告会里面来付出呢
？When I was a young Christian，
当我是一个年轻基督徒
，I remember that the prayer meeting is actually one of the first few ministries which I would like to join。
我记得祷告是我其中一个 小部分的事工愿意来参与。
As a young Christian, I do not have the kind of knowledge to teach.
年轻的基督徒我没有这个能力来教导。
I don't have the voice to sing.
我也没有这个声音来唱。
I might not have the experience to serve and minister.
我也没有好像牧师那样有经验来教服事。
But I believe that even though I was a young Christian, I can play a role in the prayer ministry.
我也记得我虽然是一个年轻基督徒，但是我可以在祷告中来付出。
So I made a decision to devote myself to the prayer ministry.
所以我就付出在祷告中来服事。
Since then, I've learned so much in praying for the church.
就是在那时候开始，我就学习到如何来付出服事。
Prayer has shaped me tremendously.
而祷告塑造我的生命。
And it's prayer that has called me into the pastoral ministry.
而祷告也呼召我叫这个教牧的事工。
And today, prayer is still a great blessing and a privilege unto me.
而今天祷告仍然是一个对我的很大的祝福和特权。
However, not many people in the church has the same conviction as I do.
也许不是每个人像我一样能够有这样的认同。
He said, "Do you know how many percent of the church people actually attend prayer meeting?"
你知道在教会中祷告会的人数占教会中出席聚会的人数的比例是多少呢
？Many churches have less than 5% of the people participating in the prayer program.
许多教会他们在祷告会的人数是少于5%，他们所参加出席崇拜的人数。
Hence, no wonder the church today lacks power.
这就是为什么教会今天没有能力。
So my friends, if you really want the church to be strong,
所以亲爱的朋友，只要你要教会来有这个力量，
consider offering yourself to pray for the church.
来考虑来在祷告会中付出。
In order to participate in the prayer ministry, you require only two things.
我们要在祷告会付出要考虑两个事情。
To pray with faith.
一个是以信心来祷告。
And to pray faithfully.
并且以忠心来祷告。
And today's passage, Jesus highlighted two aspects about prayer.
今天的经文，耶稣基督讲专注在两个祷告的事工。
First, we must be persistent in our prayer.
首先，我们必须要在祷告中恒切。
Second, God promises that He will answer our prayers out of His goodness unto us.
第二，就是神会照着他的旨意来成就我们的应允我们的祷告。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, Jesus says these words. He said, "Ask and ye shall be given you; seek and ye shall find; knock and it shall be opened unto you."
在马太福音7:7那里说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
He used 3 words to describe the manner of praying.
他用三个字眼来形容祷告。
Ask,
祈求
；seek,
寻找
；and knock,
叩门。
And each word seems to describe the progress of a persistent prayer.
每个字都形容祷告的这个进程。
We ask for what we wish for, isn't it?
我们是因着我们的心愿而求。
And then, but when this does not seem to be realized, we seek for it.
但是我们好像不觉得是这样，但是我们来寻求。
And when we are shut out, we knock on the door diligently to request for it.
当然，我们被关上这个门，我们仍然叩门来寻求。
Persistent prayer is often like that.
恳切的祷告常常是这样。
Many times when we make our request unto God, God does not give us an answer immediately.
常常我们向神来祈求，但是神没有马上垂听。
We may need an urgent answer from God.
我们也许需要神急切地回应我们祷告。
But God often seems not to be in a hurry.
但是神却好像不那么紧张。
So what should you do?
那我们要怎么做？
We ought to continue to seek the Lord in prayer and to wait for Him.
我们要继续来寻求神，并且来等候神。
And this is what God requires of us.
这就是神所要我们做的。
To learn to wait upon Him and to trust Him in His goodness unto us.
就是学习来等候他，并且来信靠他，会赐我们恩典。
And we need to be persistent in prayer until the day God gives us an answer, whether yes or no, right?
我们需要诚切的来祷告，直到那一天神给我们答案是或者是不是。
The passage of this, Matthew chapter 7, was also recorded in the Gospel according to Luke.
马太福音第七章的这个祷告也记载在路加福音。
And if your Bible, please turn to Luke chapter 11.
好，有圣经，我们打开路加第十一章。
Particularly verses 9-13.
就是在第九和到十三节。
Luke 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Okay, in this Luke chapter 11, verse 9, you can see that is the same thing is being recorded. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
然后我们也看到相同的记载，在路加福音十一章第九节那里说：“我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。”
In this context of Luke, you notice that actually the Lord spoke these words after he taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer.
我们看这个经文的上下文呢，是其实耶稣基督讲这段的记载，是因为他教门徒如何来祷告。
And then he taught a parable of a friend in midnight.
然后他就讲到一个朋友半夜来找人。
And after that, the Lord spoke these words as a conclusion to the parable.
然后耶稣基督讲这段话来总结上面的那些比喻。
The parable was used to illustrate this point.
这个比喻就是来形容这一点。
Well, the parable goes that there was a man who went to his friend at midnight with a request.
而这个比喻是讲到一个人半夜在找朋友。
And he wanted his friends to lend him 3 loaves of bread.
他要他朋友借他三个饼。
So he went to friends and knocked the door. You know?
他向他朋友人不要叩门。
Can you spare me 3 loaves of gardenia?
你可以给我这个 gardenia 不同吗？gardenia 的面包没有不是。
What was the urgency for such a request? Go to people's house at midnight to knock at the door for 3 loaves of bread.
为什么要在半夜里面这么紧张来找朋友要三个饼呢？
Would you go to your friend's house to just ask, you know, in the middle of night to ask for 3 loaves of bread?
你会到你朋友家半夜来要三个饼吗？
Couldn't he wait until it was morning before going to the friend's house, before he prepared breakfast, you know, for such a request?
难道你不可以等到天亮才来找朋友吗？
The reason behind the urgency in this parable was that actually he had a friend who came and visited him unexpectedly at midnight.
他是有一个朋友在半夜里面没有出乎他意料的来寻找他。
Probably this friend of his was wearied and hungry after a long journey.
也许他朋友是经过长途跋涉之后又饿又累。
And that's why he only reached the man's house at midnight.
所以他只能够半夜到他朋友家。
And the man wanted to be a good host.
而这个人要乐意接待人。
But probably he had run out of bread.
但是他没有饼。
So he ran to his good friend's house at midnight with this request. Not for himself, but for his friend who came and visited him.
所以他在半夜中找他朋友来寻求帮助。
But look at Luke 11 verse 7. What was the answer that when the door was knocked, you know, the friend answered, Trouble me not, for the door is now shut, and the children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee.
在路加福音十一章七节那里说，那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关了，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能够起来给你。
So in other words, this good friend was asking him, please go home lah, go home.
所以这个好朋友说，你请你回家吧。
Why is it so?
为什么要来呢？
Well, you must understand a little bit of the custom of the time.
我们要了解当时的这个风俗。
During then, the palace, Jewish home probably, you know, is like a one bedroom kind of a unit.
当时也许他们的房子也许是一个很大的空间。
The children will sleep in the same room with the parents.
孩子跟父母亲在同一个房间。
And in this case, it's already midnight.
在这时候是半夜了。
The whole household was asleep.
整个家都沉睡了。
The door was bolted.
这个门也关了。
If the good friend were to go to the door to open it,
而他的好朋友只要要去开门，
well, he has to wait through the whole household sleeping on the floor, you know, just to go and open the door.
所以他可能就要绕过他的孩子们睡躺在地上来去开门。
So he was reluctant to wake up the whole household just to supply 3 loaves of bread to his friend outside the door.
所以他不愿意来为惊醒他的家人来给为他朋友给三个饼。
But Jesus continued with this parable and said in verse 8, he said, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth.
但是在第八节路加福音十一章说，我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
So in other words, Jesus is saying, though, you know, this friend was reluctant to go out, but because he is a friend that's in need, he will do it for his friend's sake.
耶稣基督说，因为他是他朋友，所以情辞迫切的求，所以他就给他。
Jesus often used parables as a teaching tool.
耶稣基督常用比喻来教导。
Do you know what's a parable?
你知道什么是比喻？
A parable often utilizes a storyline in a very specific setting.
比喻就是一个故事，有一个某一方面的这个背景。
The settings may be true to life, but they may not be actual events.
但是这样的背景不一定是好像那个故事这样，但是是一个一个原则在背后。
So a parable is when Jesus uses a story to teach.
而且耶稣基督用这个比喻来教导一个真理。
And one thing about parables is that when we read parables, we must not overinterpret the parable.
一个比喻是我们不能够过度来解释这个比喻。
Instead, we must focus on the main point of the parable.
我们要需要注重的是这比喻的重点。
And the main truth is found in the conclusion of Jesus when he said this verse, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of importunity, he will rise and give him as many as needeth.
我们不是注重比喻的细节，但是我们是注重比喻的重点，是因为他朋友情辞迫切的求，所以他给他起来。
So you might not want to wake up the whole household, but just to supply the request of a friend.
他不愿意惊醒家人，但是他愿意来完成他朋友的心愿。
But the friend was of the importunate request and the persistence of the request, he will wake up and give it to him.
但是因为他朋友情辞迫切的恳求，所以他起来成就他的心愿。
Hence, what Jesus wanted to convey is that we must be persistent in prayer.
耶稣基督要教导我们的就是我们要祷告恒切。
When we have a supplication, we must be persistent in making our petition unto God.
当我们来代求的时候，我们要在祷告中恒切来寻求神。
And as mentioned, you cannot overinterpret the parable.
就如我所说，我们不能够过度的解释这个比喻。
Do not go away with the imagination that God is like the friend who is reluctant to answer our prayer.
我们不要以为神就好像那个朋友不愿意来垂听我们的祷告。
Because it might inconvenience him, he's sleeping, right?
因为那个对神不方便，他在睡觉，不是的。
That is never the intended meaning here.
这不是这样的意思。
Rather, the focus is on the importunity of asking or the persistency in the request in the prayer.
而重点是那朋友的情辞迫切恳求，也是我们要来恒切的寻求神。
In fact, God desires us to come before Him and ask Him persistently in our petition.
神愿意我们在他面前恒切的来寻求他。
God is always delighted when we pray to Him.
神很喜悦我们来寻求他。
And He wants us to cultivate in us a persistency in prayer and not giving up in prayer.
他愿意我们恒切的来寻求他，而不是放弃祷告。
Yeah.And again, there's a parable that's similar, which Jesus taught in Luke chapter 18.
另外一个比喻的耶稣基督教导是在路加福音第十八章。
Flip your Bible to a few chapters down, Luke 18.
我们看路加福音第十八章第一到八节。
In this parable in Luke 18, the story goes that there was a judge in the city.
那里讲到一个城里某一个官。
This judge did not fear God or respect men.
这个官不怕神，也不尊重世人。
And a widow came to the judge for a request.
寡妇来到官那里说
：“The request to avenge her of his adversary. Of her adversary.
我一个对头。
The judge could not be bothered with such a trivial request.
那个审判官不在乎这微小的祈求。
But eventually, this judge changed his mind.
后来那个审判官那个官来改变他主意。
Because his widow keep troubling him.
因为这个寡妇常常搅扰他。
In this parable, Jesus explained.
在这比喻耶稣基督写释
If a judge who was not God fearing would avenge for the widow because of the widow's importunity, even more so God will avenge for his beloved ones who cry unto him day and night.
耶稣基督的教导是这个官不怕神，但是因为这个寡妇她恒切的来寻求神，所以官就给她伸冤。
And in Luke chapter 18 verse 8, Jesus says this word, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh,Shall he find faith on earth?
在第八节那里说，我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤的。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有这信德吗
？And here you can see the conclusion that God will indeed do according to His will.
我们看见神的总结，这里总结是神照着他心意来成全。
But the telling point that Jesus brings forth is that will there be faith among the people to pray persistently?
但是在这里呢，耶稣基督说这。在世上遇得见有这信德吗
？The reason why Jesus told this parable in Luke chapter 18 is outlined in verse 1.
因为耶稣基督讲这段比喻的这个大纲是在第一节。
Luke 18 verse 1 says, "And he speak a parable unto them to this end, the reason of it, that men ought always to pray and not to faint."
就是这个比喻的目的，就是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
So Jesus taught all these parables and examples for us, so that we must learn to pray persistently and not give up praying.
耶稣基督讲到这个祷告，就是要我们常常来恒切的祷告，不要放弃。
You know, all of us have very strange thinking sometimes.
我们都有一些奇怪的想法。
We think that why bother God? Don't bother God with all the things in prayer lah.
我们就想不要麻烦神了，不要每一件事情都来麻烦
他。God has so many prayer requests to answer to, right?
神有太多的祷告要来垂听了。
God will not be bothered by it.
神不会在乎我们这些了。
Well, that's wrong thinking.
那是不对的想法。
Rather, God delights that we choose to come before Him and depend upon Him.
神喜悦我们来寻求他，来依靠他。
And on the contrary, God would be very sad if we choose to do it on our own without seeking His help.
而神会很忧伤，我们假如不来寻求他，来靠我们自己。
Maybe to help you understand this.
让我们来能够明白这一点。
Let me give you an illustration.
我要给你一个比喻。
Imagine your child was hauled up to the police station in the middle of the night.
想象你的孩子在半夜里面在警察局里面。
He was involved in a group of friends who got into trouble.
可能他跟一群朋友遇上麻烦了。
Now, how would you feel?
你会觉得如何
？If instead of trying to get help from you, he tried to get all the help from all his friends instead of you.
他没有来找你帮忙，他找他的朋友来帮忙。
As a parent, how would you feel?
你身为父母，你会有什么感想
？Will you feel that good? That's his problem. I hope not. Okay.
你可能会你会说好啊，让他去吧哈。
I remember once when I was teaching at a local polytechnic.
我记得我在这个理工学院教书。
There was a bright and responsible boy whom I taught while I was relieving my colleague in the of his class.
有一个负责任又聪明的孩子，在我带我的同事的班时。
This boy, while still schooling, ran into troubles.
他在这个孩子在上学的时候，他遇到麻烦。
He actually wanted to support his mother financially by working during the school holidays.
他要帮他母亲的忙，而经济上帮他母亲忙，在假期打工。
So he started well and earned quite a bit of money.
他开始得很好，他赚了一点钱。
But he was ill advised by his friends.
但是听错朋友的劝这个讲法。
And then started to speculate in shares, so to earn more money to help out the family.
后来他就投资在股票当中，要来赚更多钱。
So when the stock market did not do well,
当这个股市不好的时候
，he ended up in debt.
他变成负债。
And then when what call it eventually he was desperately trying to solicit for funds to help him over these financial troubles.
他就变成要筹集资金来度过这个难关。
And he came to me.
他来到我这里。
Well, I did not mind helping him financially.
我不介意在财务上帮助他。
But I believe if I do that, I will not be able to help him at all.
但是我这样帮他，其实帮不到他。
So in my counseling session with him,
当我与他辅导的时候
，he was fearful to let his mother in the know.
害怕让他母亲知道。
Because he felt that he was to help out, not to burden his mother even more.
他是怕不要再给他母亲负担。
However, I felt that should not be the case.
但是我觉得不应该是这样。
I felt that even though he may have made a genuine mistake,
我觉得他可能犯上一个无心的错误。
And he was a responsible boy.
他是一个有责任的孩子。
And the greatest thing would be lost in this crisis if his relationship with his mother be broken because of it.
只要他这样不找母亲的话，他跟母亲的关系会更加的受到损害。
When he sought help from everyone else and not from his mother.
他可以找其他人帮忙，却不找他母亲的话。
Hence, I counsel him, he must tell his mother his problem.
所以我就辅导他，你必须要告诉母亲这个问题。
And then sit down together, set a plan to resolve it.
你要我们坐在一起来解决这个问题。
But if after telling her mother there's no solution,
但是告诉他母亲，只要没有办法解决的话
，They would come to me and will help them to go through what's the best option.
他们就要来找我来，我们来一起来讨论如何来度过。
Eventually, this boy plucked up enough courage and confided with his mother.
而这个孩子终于鼓起勇气来跟他母亲说。
Of course, every parent would be troubled by such news, right?
当然，每个父母都会为这种事情而担忧。
Of course, the mother was a bit angry in the beginning.
当然，母亲有一点生气，开始很生气。
Which parent would not be?
哪个父母不生气？
But I believe that she was glad too that the boy confided in her.
但是我相信呢，母亲很乐意看到孩子来告诉她。
So to cut long story short, at the end they managed to resolve the problem.
所以长文缩短，他们解决了问题。
But that is not the greatest takeaway from this episode. Rather, the relationship between the mother and the child was strengthened as a result of this.
更重要的是母亲跟孩子的关系得到更坚固。
So after a couple of years,
过了一些年
I happened to bump into this boy. You know, he already graduated.
我遇上这个孩子，那么他已经毕业了。
He was doing well.
他还不错。
And the first thing he said to me was, "Thank you." Right.
他第一件事就说谢谢你
for the help in pointing him the right way to resolve problem.
帮助我能够找到正确的方法来解决问题。
This may not be the best example in illustration to you all.
这也许不是对于你来说是最好的一个比喻。
But what I want to present here is that the reason why God wants us to go to him in prayer.
但是我要告诉你一个重点，就是为什么神要我们来到他面前祷告。
When we are in trouble,
当我们遇上麻烦。
And we choose to get help from everyone else except God.
我们向许多人来求助，但是却没有向神来求助。
What does this speak about your relationship with God?
这告诉我们与神的关系是怎么样的呢？
It's like how will you feel if your child choose to get help from everyone else except you?
你会觉得如何？只要你的孩子找别人帮忙而不找你。
So when you know God requires us, I hope this makes sense to you. God constantly desires us to draw close to Him even in times of trouble.
神愿意我们来在困难中来寻求他。
And then God also requires, as Jesus taught in His Word, that we have to pray to God and to pray persistently.
所以在耶稣的教导里面，就是让我们来寻求神来祷告在恒切。
Of course, as I mentioned the parable, though that the man was sleeping when the friend knocked at the door.
当然，我看到我们讲到那个比喻，就那个人在沉睡，他朋友在敲门。
And that's why Jesus, but God does not sleep at all.
但是神并不睡觉。
That's why Jesus said, "Right, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened."
耶稣基督说：“寻求、祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
”Jesus invites us to ask, seek, and knock on God's door in prayer.
耶稣基督邀请我们来寻求来、祈求来敲门。
God will surely hear our prayers.
神要听我们的祷告。
And God's ears are always open to our cry.
神常常愿意听我们的祷告。
Yes, God's ear is always tuned to our prayers.
神愿意听。
God does not sleep or slumber.
神不打盹也不睡、睡、睡觉。
And we can call upon God any time of the day.
我们可以在任何时间来寻求神。
Be assured that God is always there listening to our prayers.
神很乐意来听我们的祷告。
Take note, we are not restrained to call God only during the office hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
我们不只是在朝九晚五的时间才寻求神。
We can call God anytime, anyway, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
我们可以任何时间、任何时刻来寻求神。
It's a 1-800 toll free number.
而且是免付费电话。
You can be assured of 100% coverage.
你确保这个是免费的。
There'll be no drop calls. No drop calls, you know. Suddenly
the line
is connected. How wonderful it is to know that always God says that He Himself will answer us.
这是很美好的，神要愿意来垂听。
Jeremiah 33:3 says, though, call unto me.And I will answer thee, right?
耶利米书第三十三章第三节说：“你要求告我，我就应允你。”
So when you call unto God, don't worry, you don't get an automated answer.
你在呼求神的时候，你不会得到这个电话录音。
You call God, press 1 for supplication.
按一是来代求。
2 for thanksgiving.
二是来感恩。
3 for confession.
第三是来认罪。
And 0 to speak to the operator.
按零是跟服务员接电话。
No, God will not do that. God will answer us directly according to His word.
神不会这样做，神要直接来垂听我们的祷告。
That's what He promises. Call unto me and I will answer thee.
神叫我们来向他呼求。
So Jesus has given us this great promise in our prayer.
耶稣基督给我们这大的应许，关乎祷告。
That not only He will answer us personally, and He desires us to seek Him persistently.
不单是他要我们来恳切的祷告。
Jesus also said that God will give His best unto us in answer to our prayer.
以神愿意将最好的来赐给我们，照着他的旨意。
Jesus says, "Of what or what man is there of you whom his son asks bread?" Will he give him a stone? Or if ask a fish, will he give him a serpent?
耶稣说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？
If we human beings as fathers can only give good things unto our own children, more so of God.
假如我们身为父亲的，愿意给孩子们最好的，哪况是神呢？
God only has good thoughts for us.
神愿意我们得到好的。
If we ask Him, you know, He'll give what is best unto us.
只要我们寻求他，他愿意将最好的给我们。
Definitely, if you ask God for a bread, He'll not give you a stone, you know.
我们向神寻求饼，神不会给我们石头。
If God were to give a stone today, I can't speak to you. I have no more teeth, right?
然后神给我石头，我没有办法告诉你。
If you ask Him of a fish, He'll not give you a serpent.
只要你向他求鱼，他不会给你蛇。
God will supply unto us the bountiful riches of His grace.
神要照他荣耀的丰富来赐给我们。
He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills.
他拥有的千千万万的这个山。
And the wealth in every mine.
在任何的这个矿产的资
源。Surely He will give us the best in response to our call unto Him.
他愿意来赐给我们，让我们向他呼求。
Hence, this promise is an encouragement for us to call upon God persistently.
而有这样的应许，我们要来恳切的寻求神。
But the problem many times we have is that we choose to depend upon our own wisdom and strength.
但是很多时候我们常常靠自己的智慧和力量。
It is only when we exhausted our resources.
是只有当我们到穷途末路的时候。
That we have no way to go, that we go to God in prayer.
我们在走投无路的时候，我们才来走到神面前。
And do you realize that why your life is filled with problems?
你知道为什么生命还在有那么多困难问题？
Because if you don't pray, that's the way that God draws you to pray.
因为你不祷告，神就用这个方法来使你祷告。
God allows problems in your life so that you can turn unto Him.
神允许问题在我们生命中，让我们来寻求他。
So brethren, let it not be so.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄，我们不要这样。
Instead, always draw nigh to God with your requests.
主，我们要常常的来亲近神。
When I was a young Christian,
当我做一个年轻基督徒
I was talking to my Christian friend, you know.
我跟我的朋友说
You know, I said I must pray before I buy a telephone.
我要我要买手机之前要先祷告。
They ask, huh? Buy handphone also must pray?
他说买手机也要祷告。
Yeah, I say everything that I do, I always think, you know, God, what is the best thing for me, you know, right?
所以我常常每一件事情我都祷告，求神的带领。
Because when you pray, you are drawn closer to the mind of God.
就是当我们在祷告的时候，我们就亲近神。
God will direct your view.
神会引导我们的心意。
God will guide your footsteps in life.
神会引导我们生命的脚步。
Then you find that God is so real in your life.
我们就发觉到神在我们生命中是真实的。
And your life is so enriching and rewarding.
而我们的生命是丰富的，而充满的回报。
That the God you believe in is such an almighty God who knows all your needs and more importantly, He cares for you.
而这全能的神，他知道我们一切所需，但是更重要的是，神在乎我们。
Yes, I believe all of us do understand the importance of prayer and being persistent in it.
是的，我们都知道祷告的重要，我们也要恒切祷告。
However, many of us still struggle in a prayer life, right?
但是我们很多都在祷告中的生命挣扎。
Once a famous author asked this question.
有一个很著名的作者问这个问题。
He said, "Why does prayer rank so high on surveys of theoretical importance and so low on surveys of actual satisfaction?"
他说为什么在调查中这个祷告在理论上是那么的有高的地位，但是在实践中实际中却是那么的低。
He said, what accounts for the disparity between Luther, Martin Luther, was praying on his knees for several hours as compared to the modern man praying man who fidgeted in a chair after 10 minutes?
我们来比较，就是马丁路德他在祷告中还好几个小时的时间，但是现代的人呢，在祷告的时候是坐在椅子上十分钟。
If the pastor led in the worship service pastoral prayer, he prayed more than 10 minutes. You can see everybody fidgeting already.
当牧师在带领公祷的时候，我们超过十分钟的时候，人的就开始也不安了。
If the pastor prayed more than 1 hour from the pulpit, when he opened his eyes, everybody is gone.
牧师在这个讲台上祷告超过一个小时的时候，他卡开眼睛，全部的人都走了。
But how come men of old can pray hours, you know, on their knees?
为什么古时的人他们可以几个小时祷告
？And then this author continued. Everywhere I encountered the gap between prayer in theory and prayer in practice.
他继续说，我常常碰到这个是祷告在理论上和实践上的差距。
So in theory, prayer is an essential human act, a priceless point of contact with God.
而在理论上，祷告是人类最重要与神亲近的那个关联。
But in practice, prayer is often confusing, fraught with frustration, is it?
但是在实践中，人的祷告却是那么的没有耐心，那么混乱。
In a world which we live in today, there are actually many things which distract us from prayer.
在这世上，我们有许多的事情使我们远离祷告。
Take for example the advances in science and technology will divert our need to pray.
例如现在的科技使我们远离了祷告。
In the days of old,
在古时
farmers lifted their heads and appealed to God in heaven, you know, to send the rain to end the drought.
农夫人他们仰望向神说求神降雨来。
Today, if it doesn't rain, what do? We seed the cloud and so that they bring the rain.
今天他们需要雨的时候，就拆这个飞机上去造雨。
In days of old, when a child fell ill, the parents would drop down on their knees and cry out to God.
在古时，孩子生病了，父母亲跪下来向神呼求。
Today, when a child fell ill, they straight away call an ambulance.
当现在呢，这个孩子生病了，他们打电话叫救伤车。
And then prosperity may dilute prayer too.
而这个繁荣使到我们远离祷告。
The wealthy rely on the talents and the resources to solve immediate problems.
有钱的靠着他们的才能和资源来解决现在的问题。
And then for the future long-term plan, they have insurance policy, retirement plans to secure the future.
而将来这个计划打算有这个保单，有这个退休计划来确保他们的未来。
But in countries where the Christians are in poor countries.
但是基督徒在贫穷国家
，They spend lesser time arguing about the importance of prayer, but really going down in their knees to pray.
他们没有时间去辩论这个祷告的重要，而他们直接跪下来在向神祷告。
Look at Singapore today.
看新加坡今天。
Rich and affluent.
我们是繁荣稳定。
We can hardly pray with sincerity the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread.
我们很难能够像神这样祈求说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Because when you open your kitchen pantry, there's a month's supply of bread.
因为当你打开你厨房的这个的柜的时候，你有一个月的这个食物供应。
What about time?
时间呢？
Increasingly, the pressure of time for time suppresses the leisure place that prayer seems to require.
而现在我们的生活忙碌，而把我们的祷告的时间挤掉了。
Communication with other people through text messages keep getting shorter and more cryptic, right?
而我们与人与人之间的沟通就是用手机来联系。
Sometimes I look at the message, I don't understand what it means.
看见这个信息，我知道什么。
And then we have time seems to get shorter and shorter. We have less time for conversation with people, let alone conversation with God.
而我们跟人与人之间的沟通也的时间也越来越少，更何况我们与神沟通呢？
And finally, we choose to look inward and bare our souls.
而我们就最后呢看自己呢，然后我们来看审查自己生命。
Today we have a team of therapists, you know, psychologists to do that.
今天我们敞开我们的灵魂，我们有一组的这个治疗师，还有这个物理治疗师。
So when you share something with the therapist.
你跟这些治疗师来分享，
you get instant feedback.
你有马上的回应。
They'll nod their head in sympathy in understanding you, right?
他们很同情的来点头。
But in prayer after finishing your amen, what do you get?
但是当你祷告讲 amen 的时候，你得到什么？
God does not give a feedback that, you know, I've heard your prayer, right? Silence.
神没有马上的回应说我听了你的祷告了。
So you wonder, did God get the message?
你在想神到底听了我的祷告吗？
Why there's no instant answer?
为什么没有马上的回应呢？
But in spite of all this, consider this.
但是除下这些，我们来想。
If prayer stands as a place where God and human beings meet, then we must learn about prayer.
假如祷告是让我们看到神和人之间交通的地方，我们必须学习来祷告。
Because if you look at the struggles in the Christian life, it always circles on two main themes.
当我们思想到基督徒的这个循环的挣扎的时候，我们想到这两个主题。
Christian will ask, why God doesn't act the way we want God to?
为什么神不照着我的心意来成全呢？
And the second one is, why I don't act the way God wants me to?
然后另外问题是，我为什么不照着神的心意来做呢？
Prayer will be the precise point where these two themes converge.
而祷告呢，就是这两个主题的一个中心汇合点。
So prayer is not merely a shopping list of requests to present to God.
祷告不是一个购物清单来到神的面前。
Prayer is about conforming ourselves and our will unto God's will.
祷告是把我们自己献上，让神来改变我们，照着他心意。
It is a realignment of a view so that we may have a perspective through the eyes of God.
使我们能够再重新来矫正我们这个眼光，我们的观点来与神相同。
Prayer is the act of seeing reality from God's point of view.
祷告就是从神的眼光来看我们现在的事。
Often we get the direction wrong.
但是我们常常就是弄错这个方向。
We always start from downstream with our concerns, you know, what we need, and then we bring them to God.
常常我们是想到我们心中所要的，然后来带到神的面前。
Often in prayer, we inform God as if God did not really know.
祷告是好像我们通知神，好像神不知道一样。
We plead with God as if hoping to change God's mind and overcome.Divine reluctance, so to speak.
我们祷告好像要祈求要来改变神的心意，要神来改变。
Instead, we should start not from downstream, from upstream, where the flow of grace begins.
但是我们不是这样祷告，我们要祷告是从上而下，就是照神的心意来祈求。
We must begin with God's perspective.
我们必须要从神的眼光来看。
Why these things happen? What God is trying to achieve in our life?
为什么这些事情发生？神要在我们的生命中成就什么呢？
And we need this corrective vision of prayer.
我们需要有这个正确的这个眼光来看。
Because all day long we lose sight of God's perspective.
因为常常我们失去从神那里看的眼光。
Turn on the television.
我们打开电视机。
You see a barrage of advertisement assuring us that success and achievements are measured by my possession and physical appearance.
我们看到这些广告常常讲的这些成就呢，是我们看到这用这个我们所拥有的，还有我们所的外表来衡量的。
Prayer helps us to focus on how God sees things.
祷告帮助我们看从神那里看我们自己。
And prayer and only prayer restores our vision to the one that more resembles God's perspective.
而祷告呢，只有使我们回复我们的从我们的眼光就是从神那里来看。
So in closing, we must understand that God desires us to seek Him in prayer.
总结呢，我们来思想，就是神愿意我们寻求他在祷告中。
Prayer is about learning to trust God in His promises, that He will answer our prayers and He'll give the best to us in prayers.
祷告就是学习知道神要照着他的心意来成就我们的祷告。
We must be persistent in prayer.
我们必须在祷告中恒切。
Because of the promises given to us in prayer.
因为神所给我们在祷告中的应许。
So that we might have the right perspective of prayer.
使我们在祷告中有正确的这个眼光。
Let me end with these words from this person called William McGill. He aptly sum up this thought with these words.
让我来用这个 William McGill 的这个话来总结。
Quote, the value of consistent prayer is not that God will hear us, but that we will hear Him. Unquote.
就是他讲的这句话说，恒切祷告的价值在于，不是在于神会听我们，乃是在于我们会听神。
Because prayer is open up your heart and your will to receive the will of God in the life.
因为祷告就是打开我们的心，愿意来顺从神的旨意。
So may all of us be persistent in prayer and pray without ceasing.
愿我们能够来恒切祷告，并且来不住的祷告。
May the Lord help us all.
愿主帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious and mighty Father, indeed we praise Thee and thank Thee for Thy Word.
我们全能在天上的父，我们感谢主你的话语。
We thank Thee how Thou hast given us this privilege to pray.
我们感谢主给我们这个机会来祷告。
Thou save us from darkness into Thy marvelous light.
求主帮助我们脱离这个贫穷的生命，进入丰盛的生命。
Thou hast given us the Holy Spirit as a seal of our redemption.
感谢主，你赐给我们圣灵，使我们得到印记了。
The Holy Spirit leads and guides us. We thank Thee for that.
我们感谢主，圣灵引导带领我们。
And very importantly, we thank Thee, Lord, for this privilege that we can call unto Thee, Abba, Father.
感谢主，你赐给我们这个特权，能够称呼主上帝为阿爸父。
And every time we call unto Thee, Lord, we know that Thou will surely hear us and answer us.
主啊，当我们呼求你的时候，我们知道主你愿意来听我们的祷告。
Lord, at times of our needs, may Thou incline Thy ear to the prayers of Thy people.
主啊，我们来到你面前的需要，愿主你继续垂听我们的呼求。
That Thou will strengthen the people of this church, especially concerning their prayer life.
求主在我们祷告的生命中继续坚固我们。
That Thou will draw them close to Thy side.
求主帮助我们来亲近你。
That Thou, Lord, to see to the growth of their spiritual life as they draw nigh to Thee.
使我们亲近你，我们的生命得到长进。
Teach us to pray, O Lord.
主啊，教导我们怎么祷告。
And teach us to pray persistently.
教导我们能够恒切祷告。
That we may trust Thy goodness upon our life.
使我们能够继续信靠主你在我们生命中的恩典。
We thank Thee, Lord, for this great promise.
因为你要赐给我们这大的应许。
Yeah. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.